This is the Ask Amberlee Show. This episode is brought to you by Manicure, my new health and lifestyle publication that's printed as a modern newspaper. You can subscribe at manicuremagazine.com to get the latest issue delivered straight to your door. And to have a chance to get your health questions answered in the next issue, email your question to askamberlee@gmail.com. Enjoy the show. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. I'm so excited to have you, Lindy Britton of Critter. So I haven't tried Critter yet, so I'm really excited to try it. And you brought some here for me.
Yeah.
So for people who don't know what Critter is, give a brief overview of what Critter is. It's a vitamin and mineral drink for kids, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So give the overview of like what's in it and how you came up with the idea.
Yeah. So how we came up with the idea is it all really started a few years ago. We were just sitting at a restaurant as a family and, you know, my youngest was like, I want a Sprite and I want a tea and I want a lemonade. And we're like,
right.
No. And we kept saying no. And then we just started talking as a family. Was like, there really should be like kid options for beverages, especially at a restaurant, because the only other options is just soda. And we just, it just came to life. It was like a light bulb just went off in all of our heads. It's like, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
We should do it.
That's so, I think that's so incredible that you all, you and your husband, CJ, as a team, just came together and were like, we're going to fix this problem. We're going to do it. Because most people just complain about it and then they don't know what to do, or they don't have time, or they're, you know, they're not going to make the change. So that's what's fascinating to me, because I want to know what went off in your brains in that aha moment of there's a need for this. We're going to go and provide it. Like, did y'all have other jobs going on? Like, how did y'all bring this into fruition?
Yeah. So I was working at a bank. I had a full-time job and job security, and CJ had the exact same thing.
Yeah.
But with CJ, he has always been this creative entrepreneur mindset. He's always had it, and he's just really good at identifying problems and just let's bring it to life.
Yeah.
Nothing energizes him more.
Mm-hmm.
With me, it's, I'm more the realist.
Yeah.
It's like, well, we have our jobs and we have all of these, and it's like, how do we pay our bills?
Yeah.
And it's just really, he just like brings in that energy of pulling you along. And I'm like, this is a really good idea. And so it's like, if I'm sold at the beginning, it's, things could happen.
Yeah.
Because he's the brains and we can just bring it to life.
And you're the anchor too, which which he, I'm sure, needs, because you're like, okay, yes, it's great, but also we have bills to pay and kids in school and all this. Yeah, exactly. So what was your first step to get Critter off the ground? Or did you come up with the name first? Was it looking at formulations? Like what was that process like for you?
We just kind of went to the drawing board of the brand first. Okay. Like, what do we really, really want to say in the brand? And how do we want it positioned?
Yeah.
And we really wanted to talk to kids first.
Yeah.
We felt like there's such a strong emphasis on health with the parent side of things.
Yes.
Tending to like force it on children and, you know, but not really giving them the space to make their own health decisions.
Very true. Yeah.
So we really wanted characters and brand to be able to have those conversations to back up the parents.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just kind of takes a fun
character
to say, there's better options for you, and you really should care what you put in your body.
Right.
And I think that was really important for us. So we focused on that brand, and we decided, I think, having something with high energy, having something very vibrant and eye-catching would be great. Mm-hmm. And for the characters, we played around with like cryptic cousins and, mm-hmm. you know, we were going along the lines of it would be really fun to have like these mythical creatures talking about different health things.
Oh, and, cool. Yeah.
It just kind of spun from there
mm-hmm.
of this is the brand.
Yeah. I think that as a business owner myself, I think that strategy is so interesting because most of the time, like from my position, I have my craft, like I have my skill set of being a doctor of metaphysics or an alternative medical practitioner and working with clients and stuff. So the branding was last for me. But I think branding is so important because you can have a craft or have something great to say or have a great product. But if you can't get it out there and generate the revenue behind it and the momentum and the education for like, here's what I have, here's why you need it. And here's where this is going and how do we expand that? So I think that part of it is so crucial. And I love that you all started there because most people, I feel like it takes as a business owner forever to get to the branding piece. I'm still working on the branding piece, which sounds so crazy because I'm like, you know, I have a magazine and everything. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like you're trying to brand everyone else in a podcast and everything. But it's always, for me, I feel like it's always a process, a branding process. But I love that you all went straight for it for the branding aspect of it. And then you're telling the story from there and you're getting the kids involved too. I think that's a huge piece of it. It's not just you all as the experts saying like, hey, this is good for you. You're going to drink it and like it. It's involving the kids, right?
Yes.
And you're interviewing kids about this.
Like we, even doing our taste testing, we really wanted to hear from the kids.
Mm.
We wanted to put them in the center of it and build a product and a brand that speaks to them, that they can relate to versus other kid brands and other multivitamins, or it's all positioned towards the parents with mm-hmm. a little bit of kid.
Right.
But when they see something so eye-catching, they're like, they grab it off the shelf.
Yes.
Like, here it is.
Yes.
And we felt that building just a kid-centric brand was going to be just the way that we needed to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. Well, no, that is so true because last night I had an event, and even with the magazine, I designed this one so differently from the summer issue, and the kids in there in the store that where I was having the event were grabbing the magazine first before the parents, which is so interesting to me because kids are very visual.
Yeah.
And if you have something that kind of pops or is different or is very creative and not as corporate looking,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, corporate meaning like a sterile look or feel.
Yes.
The kids don't want, but if you have like a pop of color or like characters or like a story behind it, they're immediately engaged.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very smart for you all to take that strategy and bring it to life. I think that's so great. So what's in it? What's in the product?
So the ingredients was probably the most important piece of it.
Right.
Because we're pretty health conscious people.
Yeah.
And we want our kids to also have those values of
mm-hmm.
we just care about the products and ingredients that go into our bodies. So we really wanted the ingredients to reflect that. Mm-hmm. And so there's no sugar, there's no caffeine, there's no artificial colors, no artificial flavors.
Okay.
It's just pure ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of vitamin D, B's, A's. Three of probably the most important ingredients that we added that we see based on some research, they're often left out of kids' multivitamins.
Yeah.
And even some hydration packets, it's magnesium, folate, and potassium.
Right.
And so we wanted it to include those minerals in with the multivitamin packs. So there's 9 total, and we think they're pretty the most important ones.
Yeah, for sure.
To be able to not just have such a great flavor, but also you get something out of it. That's the equivalent of taking a multivitamin for children.
Yeah. Well, and I can't wait to taste it because I hear, I mean, all the kids across the board are like, we love this. It's you know, so the good. Product is so good. So I can't wait to taste it.
Even we have gotten such a good response from just a mix of people about the fruit punch flavor.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
We wanted the Hawaiian punch mm-hmm. flavor, you know, like yes, that kick.
The Kool-Aid kick. Yes, yeah, yeah.
The Kool-Aid kick, yeah. But without all the nasties yeah. associated with it.
Okay.
So
it's like the red dyes and the, yes. yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the nervous system stimulants that are or contributing to ADHD and all these nervous system things with the dyes yeah. and the additives and things. So this is a clean version.
This is a clean version. So mm-hmm. there is the color, like it's a pink little reddish color of the powder, mm-hmm. but it's from carrot and beet yeah. concentrate powder.
Okay,
it's
perfect.
It's from plants, mm-hmm. not from any sort of additives or artificial coloring
right.
often found with the drinks that are currently on the market.
Right, exactly. We'll put it that way.
For the kids.
Yeah.
yeah, which exactly. is so crazy.
Gosh, you're so right. I mean, yeah, the colors do stand out to the kids. Obviously, like everyone knows, the coloring is a huge attention grabber. Mm-hmm. But when those are chemicals creating those colors, it's like, okay, well, now we have nervous system things going on and attention things going on. And how do we mitigate that? So yeah, if you can derive it from plants, yeah. it's like, why haven't we been doing this? You know, it's crazy.
I'm about to get on a soapbox.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm about, like,
preach.
What's going on with Kellogg's right now?
Right.
Mm-hmm. How insane.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's taking this movement to say, corporate, they have all the money.
Right.
They have all the research, all the data. They got the shelves. They have all the market shares imaginable. Mm-hmm. But they're still putting these chemicals and these dyes mm-hmm. inside these kids' drinks.
I know. It's tragic. It's like, and over in Europe and other countries, these additives are banned. Yeah. It's like, why are we getting, for lack of a better term, the shit end of the stick?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand it. Well, I mean, corporate America.
Money.
Yeah.
Bottom line. Mm-hmm. Whoever's at the top is yeah. just going to get that money. And unfortunately, kids are the ones suffering from it.
Yeah, exactly.
Parents don't have an affordable, accessible way to even think about a healthier option.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids are like, we don't care.
Right.
It tastes good. And there's a fun little character talking to me saying that I need to drink it or mm-hmm. I need to eat it mm-hmm. without even thinking twice and turning it over on the nutrition facts and
right.
reading. But now with all of these chemicals, it's like, do we have to be a food scientist to understand what all of these big words mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's like there it should just be very straightforward.
Right.
And it's not.
Mm-hmm.
But we wanted this product and this brand to reflect what is in
yeah.
the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to put anything into a kid's body because I would never give my kids any of that because mm-hmm.
yeah.
It's garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Well, even looking at your branding, which I'll flip, we'll do a shameless plug, right? So
love it.
I'll flip to your ad in the Manicure Magazine Fall 2024 edition. Your branding, I feel like, because I work with frequencies and energy, and so I can read beyond what's just, you know, surface level, but your actual branding itself looks clean to me. There's an energy behind it that's soft and clean. It's not distracting away from like, yeah. it's so loud. It's so in your face to where it kind of, the energy behind it feels a little dense and like it's missing something, where yours is very clean and on the surface, it's just like, this is what it is. I don't know. It feels very clear to me. It's not, you know, distract away or like made with, you know, carrots and beets or whatever. It's like, no, it's yeah. actually vitamin A, vitamin B, you know, all yeah. these things. You don't have to distract away and say like made with real cheese or made with, you know, all these products that are like it's made or derived from real cheese, like Cheez-Its yeah. or something. It's like, I hope to God it's made from cheese. You know, it's like, what are the other options?
Why would you have to say that it's made with real cheese?
Exactly.
What's fake cheese?
Right, right. That's why I'm like, okay, this is so confusing. But your branding, and I'll like showcase it in the videos. It's so good.
So fun.
And there it's so clean and beautiful, and it's just so well done. I mean, you and CJ should be so proud of it.
We are.
And I'm so honored that you all are part of Manicure Magazine, because I just, it goes so well with my brand as well.
Yeah.
And I just really am so excited for this taking off. So when is the kickoff of all of this? Like, where can people go to find it and drink it and start passing it around to their friends? How do you get involved with this?
Yeah. So you can buy it online. You can do a one-time purchase, or you can do a subscription model that we have.
Okay.
That you can go online.
Okay.
Drinkcritter.com.
Okay.
And you can buy it.
Okay. And you said there's if you sign up for the newsletter, you go to your website. Mm-hmm. It's drinkcritter.com.
Drinkcritter.com.
And then you enter your email address and sign up for your newsletter. And you get a little discount code, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Awesome. So that's going to be fun. I'm excited. I already signed up last night. I went to your website. I was like, I'm doing this, because I know you, you just announced that on Instagram. Yeah. So I can't wait to order it. But I'm going to try drinking it right now while we're recording, because I haven't had this yet. So you brought me a little shaker bottle.
Yes.
And are you going to be selling this on your website at some point too? Because these shaker bottles rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to have shaker bottles. We're going to have sunglasses, and you can get the product, and you can just build yourself a kid bundle. And
oh, cool.
The kids will have some swag.
I love
they'll have
the
everything
sunglasses
that they need to drink Critter.
Love it. I think it's going to be so great. It not only is the brand focused on kids getting more active, but what's infused in the Critter product itself helps the children be more active. And, you know, it has the vitamins and the minerals to give them natural energy that they are going to want to go outside and play soccer or go run on the beach or whatever it is, you know, where they're not bogged down with all the chemicals. And they're like, well, I'm going to take a nap or look at a screen all day, you know?
Yeah.
So this is just so great. I'm so excited. Do you mind, since your microphone is mounted and I'm holding mine, do you mind opening it so I can pour some water in the shaker bottle? And this is really legitimately the first time I'm ever trying it. So y'all get the real reaction, and I do not sugarcoat things. So
good. We wouldn't have it any other way.
I know. So how much water do I put in there?
I can do a little bit more.
Okay.
So we want between 12 and 16 ounces. That will be a good, good amount of water so that you can get a feel of the taste.
Okay.
But it's also enough for a kid.
Okay.
They're not going to sit there and drink 25 ounces of water.
So. No. They're going to get bored already with that.
But we do want them to come back for round two. And then you take it, you do a little shake.
Okay. Ooh.
It doesn't take long.
Ooh. Yeah. Doesn't take long. Okay.
It's a pretty color.
It is a pretty color. And do I unscrew it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do it for you.
Thank you. Yay. Okay. Here we go. Okay. Wow. Already? That is so good. It's way more flavorful than I was expecting. I thought it was just going to be like, kind of taste like a vitamin drink, you know?
Yeah. It tastes like you're drinking juice, but you're not.
That is incredible, actually. It's actually grabbing like the back of my tongue a little bit in a tangy, like there's so much flavor in it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really pleasantly surprised. Honestly, I knew it was going to be good. I didn't think it was going to be this good. So, and especially for kids, if I was a kid, I would have lived on this, because I played sports growing up and all I had was like Powerade or Gatorade, and it was blue or red. When I'm playing, you know, basketball or whatever, it was good to have the electrolytes in it. But I mean, my mom at the end of the day was like, we can't just keep having, you know, blue Powerade or blue, because I would get in a bad mood after games and I didn't connect the dots. And
it's such a good point.
Yeah. I never connected the dots. And so my mom did. And she was like, there's something in this drink. It was the blue Powerade, I remember specifically. And she was like, you can't have this drink anymore. well, if I'm going to the concession stand, you know, I'm, because I'm a child, I'm looking at what's the brightest thing in the room, right? So I'm like, I'm going for the blue Powerade. Like, I don't care what my mom says, you know.
Yeah.
I got my $4 and
all
I'm doing it.
All your friends are doing it.
Exactly. So, and then after the game, you know, I'm so depleted, so, you know, exhausted. And I was just irritable. I remember being irritable. And that's not really normal for a child to be in that mental state. You know, I don't have the stress of work or, you know what I mean? So it's like, why was I so irritated after? And it didn't matter if I won the game or lost the game. It was just an irritability that I had underlying my mood. And my mom connected the dots and was like, absolutely not. We're not allowing this. Like, you can't have this. But then it's like, what else do I drink? Because I need the electrolytes. And I was so depleted and sweating so much. And it's like, well, what does a parent do? You're right. And it's crazy to me because that was the 90s. I mean, now it's 2024. When there's still nothing out there for kids. I'm baffled at that.
It is insane to think about even all the companies out there.
Yeah.
If we can make a clean product, they can make a clean product.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
And it's doable.
Yeah.
It is possible to have a kid's beverage that is good for them, good for the parent, good on their wallet, and it tastes great, and it's actually good for you.
Yeah.
And the kid is not even going to know that it's good for them.
Right. That's the best part.
When they drink that, they're like, this is sugar and caffeine, and I'm getting this fix. And really, it's like, no, you're not getting any of that junk. You're actually getting a lot of vitamins that you probably don't get from your current nutrition.
Yeah.
And whatever drink is on the market today.
And you're actually going to go to sleep at night and not be up and wired and whiny and irritable and all those things. You're not getting that. You're getting more focus in school, more attention in sports, more activity across the board. And it's hydrating, too. So they're getting that nourishment, the electrolytes to their brain, all of that good stuff. So, well, me just drinking it while we're talking, I feel so clear-headed by drinking this. But I'm excited about this. I'm like, I know it's for kids, but I'm going to drink it. You know, I'm sure adults like put it in their vodka or, you know, like if you're on the beach, it's like, hey, it's hydrating, but also like, let's spike this a little bit.
You can do that too.
You can do that too. Yes. But no, I mean, drinking this, I'm so clear-headed, and I like that there aren't so many ingredients in it, because as an adult, when I'm taking a vitamin packet or something like that, there's so much in it that I almost start with like brain fog, because I'm like, God, it's just, there's so much going on. There's so many mechanisms happening in my body. It's too much. It's like slamming the body with so many vitamins and minerals that I actually don't like it. I don't feel well on it. So
it's all the salt and the sugar that it's just in it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
There's no balance associated with like an instant hydration packet. It's just, here's a bunch of salt, here's a bunch of sugar.
Right.
Have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
And enjoy the crash.
Yeah. Enjoy the crash, yes. Exactly. So yeah, this is very clean. It's like you said, it's nine of those vitamins and minerals. And that, like I, even when I go to Starbucks or something, I always order kids temperature. Like I'm like, oh, I'll take a coffee, but kids temp. I'm such a child when it comes to things. I'm like, I need everything toned way down for me to handle. So this is actually my perfect speed. I would have loved to have this as a kid. I would have loved it. I would have performed better in my sports. I know I would have, because I was just irritable, you know, from all the food dyes and stuff. And this is so clean. Even as an adult, I feel so good on this. So it's interesting because, like you mentioned before, like needing to be a nutrition scientist to understand the nutrition labels, it is so true for zero, things that are marketed as zero, people don't know that it still has it in there. It, unless it says no sugar or no, I learned that in school. Unless it's no in front of it, where it actually has zero amount of anything. When it says zero, there's still a percentage in there. It's just an insignificant, quote unquote, insignificant amount in there. But there's still sugar in it.
Tricky.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And it's like, for something that says zero and all natural, the ingredient list sure is really long.
Exactly. But I'm like, cocaine is natural too. Yeah. So it's like, where are we going with this? You know, it's like monkey guts are natural. Like, what are we doing? You know, yeah. So anytime anything is only saying all natural, I'm like, but yes. And also, like, there are very toxic things in the environment that are very naturally occurring. Yeah. But it still is toxic to us. So that's why when something's just all natural, I'm like, okay, I'm not buying it. So
we know better. I feel like as consumers, we are getting better.
Yeah.
There's just too much knowledge now.
Yeah.
That says I should pay attention. Europe has better ingredients and healthier as a nation, but it's like we're fed.
Right.
Garbage.
Well, and on top of that, we're marketed the quote unquote Mediterranean diet, right? Like, that's why they're living longer. They're eating fish by the sea. It's like, okay, well,
yeah.
It's like, well, we have farm fish with antibiotics in them. So, like, even if we're on the quote unquote Mediterranean diet, like, you're missing the whole ball game. There's so much more that goes into it. The lifestyle, the playing outside, it's such a different world. So, I'm just so excited for you all, and I'm so grateful that you all had the guts and the courage to bring this to fruition for kids. I mean, you're doing such a great service to, you know, the Western culture for sure, but the world in general, because I think, you know, kids get so lost in the fray and everyone, because they're like, well, kids don't have the pocketbooks, but the parents do. So let's just like pound the parents with everything. But the parents have to make the decisions at the end of the day. And when you're a parent and you're exhausted, you go with the easiest thing that's right in front of your face because you're like, I just don't have time to do the research. I don't have time to, like you said earlier, when you're reading the nutrition labels, it's like, do I have to be a nutrition scientist? Like, what is this? You know? So I think it's so great that y'all are providing this for people. And I think it's, even with your brand, it's just a great platform you're developing to talk about this and talk about the struggle parents are going through with their kids and being able to provide them with healthy options. And I think it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing. And I'm so honored that you're part of this. I'm just so glad that you're doing it.
It's been really fun and also fulfilling. It's like doing good and having meaning in what you do.
Yeah.
It's just really important for us. And we love being active with our kids and we love them being along for the ride with us. And we just hope that parents want to do the same with their kids, that they're making baby steps towards just a better, healthier version of themselves.
Yeah.
And it's having that, I don't know, maybe you just need a little bit of critter
to get
that, oh, it can be done,
yes,
and it can be easy, and it can be fun, and it's something that I can share with my kid.
Right.
Instead of the Sprites and the Cokes and, you know.
Yeah. Well, and like you said, the companies have the resources to do this, so why aren't they doing it? And I think one of the best things you can do when you want to see a change happen is instead of fighting against these corporations and trying to fight and fight and fight, it's creating something new, providing something that is going to be offering people something that they can put their dollars in and their support behind. And then that's going to speak volumes to the bigger. That's how you, quote unquote, fight the system. You can't do it directly. You have to backdoor it and create the change you want to see and provide a new existence for people, a new option, because if companies are just making that money, there's no incentive for them to change. And so if they're just, the parents only have one option, they're just giving their money over to that one option. So if you have another option, it's like, okay, well, let's try this and bring people over here. And I think that's what makes the biggest change, you know, and causes the house of cards to fall eventually.
Yeah.
So, I'm just so grateful to you all. Thank you so much. And one last question.
Okay.
It's about entrepreneurship in general. As we enter into the colder months ahead, keeping your immune system strong will be a key to staying healthy. Silver Bionics offers a daily immune support that is one of my absolute favorite products. It has helped me fight earaches, infections, sore throats, and colds over the years, as well as heal cuts, burns, and other skin irritations. I can't recommend it enough. It's a staple in my household, and it's just great to have on hand. Go to silverbiotics.com and use the code Dr. Carter for a discount. Another immune-boosting favorite that I personally use daily is Boost by MSW Nutrition. It was specifically developed for those with common genetic mutations like MTHFR to help absorb and utilize vitamins easily and effectively, and helps restore electrolytes. This has made such an improvement in my health. It truly is a multivitamin that you can feel. Go to mswnutrition.com and use the code AskAmberly for a discount. Now, back to the show.
All right. I think, what is the biggest high and low point for entrepreneurship?
That's a big question.
It is. It's different for everyone, too.
Yeah. I would say the low part, it's the uncertainty and the unknown behind what you're doing can make an impact.
Yeah.
Because you are trusting yourself and your mm-hmm. gut and everything that you've done so far up into this point of now it's you.
Yeah.
Like, this is on you now. Mm-hmm. No one else is coming.
Yeah.
And it's up to you to make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And now, luckily, we have had such a great support system mm-hmm. where we live on helping us bring this to life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say that's probably the best thing yeah. about being an entrepreneur. It's bringing others along with you for a common vision.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that here.
Yeah.
And I think that that's the high part
mm-hmm.
is seeing you're not just believing in what you're doing. There's a group of people believing in what you're doing. And they do want to see this come to life.
Yeah.
And I think that's what just kept us going and kept pushing is like when we kept pitching this idea of a kid's company mm-hmm. and a kid's products, it's
right.
This should be done.
Mm-hmm.
This should be done.
Right.
And then you kind of have to ask yourself, am I the person to do this?
Mm.
Am I really the person?
Right.
I don't feel like I am.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like maybe I'm not equipped to do this.
Right.
And then when you just set all that aside, it's why not me?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
why not?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's been the hurdle of just our mindset and the barriers and the insecurities that come with it.
Yeah.
But having someone there to say, keep going.
Yep.
You're there. Mm-hmm. You have a great idea. You have something that can really bring meaning mm-hmm. to kids and their families.
Yes.
So that's what kept us going. Also, we have two children, and they're like, when's Critter going to be here? When's Critter going to be here? I want to have some.
You're natural motivators.
Yes, they are. They keep us accountable.
That's so cute. I know. You're so right. Even one of my best friends' little boys, he keeps me accountable with my timeline for my magazines. He's like, you're going to have it out by this time because my birthday's this day and I want it out. You know, I'm like, okay, got it. And,
yeah.
you know, my friend sent me a picture last night. He's on the couch reading the magazine, you know, and he's going to be reading Critter. Oh, he's so seven sweet. And he reads so many books and he's just so interested in that. So he's going to love Critter. I already know it. He's going to love it. So, yeah.
I'd say kids are going to be the biggest mm-hmm. ambassador.
Yep.
For this brand.
Yeah, for
sure.
Like
my son, so he does show and tell at school.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he's 8 and he's just adorable. But I'm not biased or anything.
Yeah.
But I just think he's the cutest.
He is very cute. I've met him. So sweet. Yeah.
And for show and tell, he brought a pair. We have Critter sunglasses mm-hmm. that you can also buy.
Okay, good.
And he brought them to school and mm-hmm. he says, I'm starting a kid's beverage brand.
Oh my God.
And here's the first product of it. And he talks about the characters. He's talking about the drink.
Wow.
He's like, this is when you can maybe buy it. Mm-hmm. And maybe they'll be in restaurants.
That's
and
so
all
cute.
Of these things. And he's telling He's telling all of his friends. He's like, so cute, yeah. I tasted it and it's so good. And they're like, really? He's like,
yeah.
Yes. And mm-hmm. he's not saying, oh, well, it's healthy.
For yeah, me. Yeah, exactly.
He's saying it is so
cool.
Fun.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And you are going to love it. And it's like this vibe with kids
yeah.
to just bring them in.
Mm-hmm.
And I think kids are just going to, eat it up. I think yeah. it'll be so fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Crew is just waving the critter flag. He oh, talks that's about so it cute. All the time.
Oh my gosh, I love that. No, the sunglasses are amazing. They're like circa like late 80s, early 90s kind of yeah. like vibe. I love it. It's like Saved by the Bell vibe, I think it's great.
Oh yeah. I watch Saved by the Bell.
All the yes.
time. But we really wanted this nostalgia
mm-hmm.
90s
yeah.
retro kind of vibe because mm-hmm. that's how we grew up.
Yes, and it was fun. It was it so was. Fun. Like Nickelodeon, all the yeah. that fun, funky colors and shapes and characters, like you yeah. said. Yeah, it's like that was fun.
Yeah, so we took the characters and we're like, how do we take them and make them more 90s mm-hmm. reimagined mythical creatures? And now they're like, they got this little cool vibe going.
Yeah.
They're like teenagers. And
yeah.
it's like we just visualize them talking to kids.
That's
like,
cool.
They're the older, wiser ones.
Mm-hmm. That's saying, so cool.
You should probably take some critter.
Yeah.
There's vitamins in it.
That's so cute. That's such a good idea. Gosh, yeah. Well, and you're teaching your son entrepreneurship because, I mean, yeah. that's so great that he's going to class and pitching this business. You know, that's he's going to be learning so much. That's and your daughter, too, because she's part of that, too. Yeah. I'm sure she loves it as well. So
oh, she does.
Yay. Well, thank you so much for being here. So can we follow you on Instagram? Can we?
Yes. All of our handles, Drink Critter.
Drink Critter. Okay, perfect.
Instagram, Drink Critter. Facebook, okay. Drink Critter. YouTube, Drink Critter. TikTok, Drink Critter.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being here, Lindy. I really appreciate it. And is there anything else you wanted to add on or end with?
Ooh, that's good. It's actually a scenario, not really a scenario, mm-hmm. but it was a moment at my son's football game that it really got me into we are doing the right thing.
Aww.
And we're at the concession stand.
Mm-hmm.
It's 9:30 in the morning.
Oh, gosh.
It's
yeah.
Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
9:30. We're at the concession stand and we're waiting in line and there's moms and kids running around, and a couple of the moms were talking mm-hmm. about their gluten-free diet.
Mm.
And she's on the phone
mm-hmm.
contacting restaurants. What are your gluten-free options?
Okay.
Just calling restaurants. Like, mm-hmm. I have a strict diet. I need to, you know, all the things.
Right.
Trying to locate a restaurant with gluten-free options.
Right.
Meanwhile,
mm-hmm.
her children are drinking Coke.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Getting the Sour Patch straws, mm-hmm. getting yeah. whatever the concession stand is offering, the Gatorade,
mm-hmm.
all those nasty drinks. And right. there's like one bottle of water that's mm-hmm. displayed.
Right.
That's it.
Gosh.
And she's reaching for the candy.
Mm-hmm.
The drinks
right.
to give to her kid while she's on the phone
mm-hmm.
trying to stick to her diet.
Yeah, right.
Without thinking of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, that is so crazy to me
mm-hmm.
to think like she cares more about her diet than the kids in
right.
that snapshot.
Right, right, right.
And so then I had to check myself
because mm-hmm.
I'm going down another
another rabbit
like,
hole.
It's like, nope, nope.
Yeah.
And I said, and then I'm looking at the counter with all the products displayed
mm-hmm.
right in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
What option did she have?
Light bulb. Wow.
There was nothing
right
there
mm-hmm.
to give her kids something right. to drink that was better than what was right in front of her.
Wow. That is so true.
How is she supposed to make a decision?
Right.
She couldn't.
Right.
She had to go with something mm-hmm. accessible and not fight it.
Yeah.
It's almost like she submitted to her kids without, she knew that she could get away with calling a restaurant and finding options.
Right.
We have options as adults.
We don't for kids. Yep. Wow. I'm so glad we're ending with that because that speaks volumes. I actually have goosebumps because that's so true. And we have to do better. And we are, starting with you and CJ.
We are going to do better.
Yes. I love that. Well, thank you so much. That gives me hope for the future for our kids.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Job well earned. And, you know, I think you are the perfect person to do it. You know, why not you? Right.
Yeah.
So I think it's great. So thank you for being here. And everyone go to drinkcritter.com, type in your email address and get that newsletter going and start drinking Critter.
Start drinking Critter.
Yep. Bye.
Thank you.
For more information, you can read the full article on Critter in the fall 2024 issue of Manicure Magazine. Go to manicuremagazine.com/read-the-issue. If you'd like to try Critter, you can get an exclusive discount of 15% off your order by using the code MANICURE15, MANICURE15. Go to drinkcritter.com to place your order and make sure to use the code MANICURE15. You can also subscribe to the next issue of Manicure to be delivered straight to your door. Go to manicuremagazine.com and subscribe. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed the show.